There's an ice cream social held every year in Greene County that's been going on since 1976 at the home of Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine. Ice cream socials go back more than 250 years in this country. The first documented one was held at the home of a Maryland governor in 1744. Today on County Lines, Renee Wild goes to Cedarville, Ohio, to the DeWine homestead to bring back a slice of rural Americana a la mode.
Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine's kitchen smells delicious. There are freshly baked pies covering every surface, stacked in tiered pie racks, and even more baking in the oven.
This is a DeWine family tradition that has become kind of an iconic piece of Ohio politics.
That's Joshua Eck, press secretary for the DeWine Houston, Ohio governor's campaign.
It's a who's who of people that just want to come out to the farm and spend a day. It's a lot of local cultural things, local food, local people all coming together for this event. If you want to see the heart of America, it's on display in Cedarville, Ohio today.
It's a beautiful summer afternoon, and the DeWine's Ice Cream Social is in full swing. White tables and chairs are clustered under the big shade trees in the yard of this 1823 historic home. Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers are playing on a flatbed hay wagon decorated in red, white, and blue bunting. Under open tents, family, friends, and volunteers are doling out ice cream and Fran DeWine's homemade pies to this crowd of about 2,500 people.
I've been coming here since 1990 or 91. I first started coming here with my parents, who are both gone now.
That's Tim Adams.
Look at this. It's a beautiful day. There are balloons and ice cream melting all over my hand. Popcorn. This is America. People like this. And if we're a flyover state and we're a don't matter state, why then do so many companies use Ohio as a test market? Because at the essence of what Ohio people are is we're a little bit like everyone.
Inside the DeWine house, I meet Buck and Nick Niehoff, brothers from Hamilton County. It's Buck's first visit here, but Nick has been coming to this event for years. He usually rides his bicycle the 63 miles from Cincinnati to Cedarville for this annual event.
The first time I came here, the event was very small, and Mike DeWine made all the ice cream himself with a homemade ice cream maker. But of course, now the event is so big that they have to buy the ice cream.
When he says it's more than just a political gathering, his brother Buck chimes in.
I came for the pie and ice cream. I don't know if it's political or social, but I came for the pie and ice cream.
The DeWines have been inviting the public into their home for this annual fundraiser since 1976, when Mike was the Greene County prosecutor.
But a wonderful round of applause for our Ohio Attorney General and the next governor of the Buckeye State, Mike DeWine.
People come up to me and, you know, they feel that they really know us. And I think one of the reasons they feel they know us is because they've been here before. They've been in our house. They've eaten Fran's pies. And speaking of the pies, this year she set a new record for herself, 202 pies. And I got a little nervous. I think she got a little nervous. Last night about 7 o'clock, I said, how many pies do you have baked? And she only had, like, I think 130. And I said, oh, you're going to make it. She said, I'm going to make it. So I went to bed. She was still baking. I got up. She was still baking. So I think she slept sometime.
With all this talk of pie, I had to track down Mrs. DeWine and find out how she does it.
I get my mother and my sister-in-law and her mother, who's going to be 99, and a couple other friends, and we just all come together in my kitchen. And this year we did 2 days because we were trying to make more pies. And we just have a great time. I make all the crust, and I do all the baking, but we put them together as a group, you know, which is fun.
Mingling in with the local crowd and enjoying the pie and ice cream are state senators and former governors who have come out to speak today in support of DeWine's bid to become Ohio's next governor.
I've talked to people from Ashtabula County and Lucas County, you know, all across the state we have people, but it's small town when they're all here together, I think, which is really cool.
Oh, say, can you see?
On stage, a trio of local Cedarville firemen, called the Firehouse Friends, sing the national anthem as the crowd stands with their hands over hearts, softly singing along.
In the years to come, Ohio is going to build up. That's just the natural state of things.
This is Tim Adams again.
But I really, truly believe that what we have here in this part of the state is going to remain its rural self. It'll retain its rural character.
Why do you think that?
Because that's the way it is. Because that's the way people here want it.
For County Lines on WYSO, Renee Wild, Cedarville, Ohio.
I'm the kindest friend that's ever been, all live in Ohio.
County Lines is WYSO's series on small towns and rural communities made possible by a grant from Ohio Humanities. To hear other stories in this series, visit our website, wyso.org.